Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs. A lot of preparation has gone into this evening by a lot of different people to tell the Christmas story once again. And it is a Christmas program that reminds us that a lot of preparation went into sending Jesus into the world. There were a lot of people who made preparations and made a journey, and that's what the theme for this evening's worship is about. As we remind ourselves of what God did for us and how Jesus came into the world. And we begin our worship this night as a congregation. We participate and prepare ourselves by joining in singing the hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, number 379 in your hymnal.
Let us adore him, Christ the Lord, is the refrain we have repeated, for we have came to worship our Savior. Some of us have come only a few blocks, others have traveled several miles, but we have made our journey to adore the Christ of Bethlehem.
Amen.
In coming here to worship, we are not the only Christmas travelers. Through the centuries, many journeys have focused on the Christ child. In fact, all of those journeys were made necessary by an earlier journey, the journey of Adam and Eve from Eden.
And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" And the man said, "The woman who thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken.
God sent Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, but he did not abandon them. He promised them a Savior. And that promised Savior was the hope of many Old Testament travelers. They longed for the expected Jesus.
Messenger to prepare the way before me. A young woman shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
God's plan to send his people a Savior was about to become a reality. He sent the angel Gabriel on a journey to the town of Nazareth to give a very important message to a very special woman named Mary.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at the saying, cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, Thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, and it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted is God with us.
Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
When the time was ready for Jesus' birth, Mary and Joseph made a trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world shall be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judah, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Listen to the story of Christ's birth.
Happy.
so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. As she brought forth the firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him.
A little child, a shining star, a stable rude, the door ajar. Yet in that place, so crude, forlorn, the hope of all the world was born.
Look down where he lay, the little
After Jesus was born, angels too made the journey from heaven to earth. They came to tell the shepherds and the world of the Savior's birth.
Shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying on a manger. And suddenly there was the angels, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to unto us.
Thank you.
found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying, which was told them concerning this child. And all they heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
The shepherds, living in the same country as Jesus, had a shorter trip to make than the wise men who lived in the east. The wise men journeyed many miles to see Jesus.
In the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east of Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born of King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him in Bethlehem of Judea, for this is written by the prophet, and though Bethlehem in the land of Judea are not the least among the princes of Judea, for out of this shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, endured of them indignantly for the young child, and when ye had found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, and went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was.
Amen.
saw the star, and they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw a young child with his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures and presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Men's trip is the traditional end to the Christmas story. It was not the end of the journeys for Christ. Many journeys were made in faith, obeying Christ's command to tell all people of his life and his love. Yes, like Abraham, Moses, and the other Old Testament patriarchs, like Mary and Joseph, the shepherds and the wise men, we too are Christmas travelers, not just in coming here tonight, but in the larger journey of our lives. And what about our journey to the Christ child?
Well, that was a lot of work, wasn't it? I just want you to know, this didn't happen by accident. These guys have worked very hard the last 3 or 4 years to practice for this. Not that long? We really do thank them for all the preparation and the journey that these young people and those helping them and the choir and everybody else who's helping. I think we should probably show them our appreciation. Let's give them a nice hand tonight. And I'm just going to say a few words before we go. The program really is all about how Christmas happened and Jesus was born on one night, but anybody who's had a baby knows that it doesn't just happen in one night, does it? It's a period of time. It takes some time for all those things to happen. And once the baby is born, then it's not all over with either, is it? Jesus had to grow up, and Jesus had to come into the world and let us know who he was. The journey that everybody took to come to this place continues after this night. And our Christian life, just like their last song, we go and tell, that's our whole life. Our whole life is continuing the journey of Jesus, and we all have a journey to take to know that Jesus came into the world to be our God, to be our Savior, to take the sins of the world on himself, to take our own sins on himself, so that we might have a new life, we would be forgiven of our sins, and we would have resurrection and life with him forever in the final journey of our life to go into resurrection with him. And so that's really our story. The journey doesn't stop here. I know we put all our things away and we don't have to practice anymore, but the journey of our life as a Christian continues for each and every one of you and for each and every one of these young people too. We show our thanks to God now by giving him our offerings, and then we will conclude our worship with our prayers and our final hymn. I'd invite you now to stand for prayer. Can you guys stand? Lord Jesus, we thank you for making the journey to this world to be our God and be our Savior. We thank you for being born at Christmas so that we would have a hope for a future life, so that we would have peace with God the Father, so that we would have the forgiveness of our sins and the joy of knowing we have a God who loves us so very much that he came into the world, that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Help us in our journey from this day forward, that whatever we do and wherever we go and wherever you have need of us, we might show the joy and go and tell who you are and what you have done for us and everything we say and do. We thank you for this, and we ask you to bless us this night as we go our way and as we continue our journey through the life that you have given us. Amen. And go now with the benediction of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. And we'll close our worship by singing hymn number 377 together. And the congregation may be seated.